She turned my way, spitting blood. If it wasn't for you meddling hackers, I'd have gotten away with it.
Oops, she's raising her magic wand.
Gotten away with what? I ask politely. Don't you want to explain your fiendish plan, as is customary, before totally obliterating your victims? I mean, that's a Donar curve there, so you're obviously planning a summoning, and this server is inside Ops Block. Were you planning some sort of low-key downsizing?
She snorts.
You stupid ops heads, why do you always assume it's about you?
Because, I shrug, we're running on a server in Ops. What do you think happens if you open a gateway for an ancient evil to infest our departmental LAN?
Don't be naive. All that's going to happen is Pimple Features here is going to pick up a good little gibbering infestation, then go spread it to Mama, which will open up the promotion ladder once again.
She stares at me, then her eyes narrow thoughtfully.
How did you figure out it was me?
You should have used a smaller mainframe emulator, you know. We're so starved for resources that Bosch runs on a 3-year-old Dell laptop. If you weren't slurping up all our CPU resources, we probably wouldn't have noticed anything was wrong until it was too late. It had to be someone in HR, and you're the only player on the radar. Mind you, putting poor Peter Fred in a position of irresistible temptation was a good move. How did you open the tunnel into our side of the network?
He took his laptop home at night. Have you swept it for spyware today?
Her grin turns triumphant.
I think it's time you joined Pete on the summoning grid sacrifice node.
Plan B, I announce brightly, then run up the wall and across the ceiling until I'm above Pete. Plan B, smiley face, smiley face, smiley face. The room below my head lurches disturbingly as Pinky rearranges the furniture. It's just a 90-degree rotation, and Pete's still in the summoning grid, but now he's in the target node instead of the sacrifice zone. Emma is incanting. Her wand tracks me, its tip glowing green.
Do it, Pinky!
I shout as I pull out my dagger and slice my virtual finger. Blood runs down the blade and drops into the sacrifice node. And Pete stands up. The chains holding him to the floor rip like damp cardboard, his eyes glowing even brighter than Emma's wand. With no actual summoning vector spliced into the grid, it's wide open, an antenna seeking the nearest manifestation. With my blood to power it, it's active, and the first thing it resonates with has come through and sideloaded into Pete's head. His head swivels.
Get her!
I yell, clenching my fist and trying not to wince.
She's from personnel?
Personnel?
Rumbles a voice from Pete's mouth. Deeper, more cultured, and infinitely more terrifying.
Ah, I see. Thank you.
The being wearing Pete's flesh steps across the grid, which sparks like a high-tension line and begins to smolder. Emma's wand wavers between me and Pete. I thrust my injured hand into the bag of holding and stifle a scream when my fingers stab into the bag of salt within.
It's been too long.
His face begins to lengthen, his jaw widening and merging at the edges. He sticks his tongue out. Its grayish-brown and rasp-like teeth are sprouting from it. Emma screams in rage and discharges her wand at him. A backwash of negative energy makes my teeth clench and turns my vision gray, but it's not enough to stop the second coming of Slug Johnson. He slithers towards her across the floor, and she gears up another spell, but it's too late. I close my eyes and follow the action by the inarticulate shrieks and the wet, sucking, gurgling noises. Finally, they die down. I take a deep breath and open my eyes. Below me, the room is vacant, but for a clean-picked human skeleton and a floor flecked with brown, I peer closer. Slugs. Millions of the buggers.
You'd better let him go, I intone.
Why should I?
Asks the assembly of mollusks.
Because, I pause.
Why should he? It's a surprisingly sensible question.
If you don't, HR, personnel, will just send another. Their minions are infinite. But you can defeat them by escaping from their grip forever if you let me lay you to rest.
Send me on, then,
say the slugs. Okay. And I open my salt-filled fist over the mollusks, which burn and writhe beneath the white powderfall until nothing is left but peat, curled fetally in the middle of the floor. And it's time to get Pete the hell out of this game and back into his own head before his mother, or some even worse horror, comes looking for him.
The End. You've been listening to Pimpf, the second and final part of The Jennifer Morgue by Charles Stross, narrated by Gideon Emery.